Hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode number 49 of the Big Apple Sports Media Podcast. My name is Anthony Evangelist, and as always, I'm joined here by Kyle Keegan. How are you today, Kyle?
I think it's safe to say we've both been better.
We have both been better. This has been a very rough weekend for us.
Yeah, let's just keep it short and sweet because we really don't have much to say here. This will probably be like a 10-15 minute episode. The Knicks are down 3-1 and they're in trouble.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's bad.
That's just the best way to put it.
We put off making this episode for like way too long, and game five is tomorrow. So
yeah, so you know what? Let's just recap a little bit, a quick little series, whatever. So game one, we both saw each other, which was nice. Me and Kyle both went to game one at MSG. It was my first time seeing Kyle in pretty much two years.
And it was awesome. And it was a great game, and it was awesome to see each other. And then the ending was just a heartbreaker.
Yeah, and you know what? That was just a solid – honestly, like, even with
Randall – I don't remember game one at this point. Like, it's like
– okay, so in terms of game one was a solid game for the Knicks. Randall played bad. RJ didn't have a great game, but in terms of the bench, they really stepped up. Alec Burks had 30 or 27.
Yeah, the Alec Burks game, yeah.
So up until the last 10 seconds, that was a really solid game. It was a really fun game to watch, too. The energy was immaculate. And then game two is even better. Game two, the Knicks stepped it up. They were able to – they went down a little bit early, and then they had a really nice second half surge that brought them up to a lead that ended up staying in towards the end of the game. So game two was great. Game two is our only win of the series so far. And then going into Atlanta, you know what? I had high hopes that we'd be able to come out of there at least 2-2. Yeah. And then
My thought going into Atlanta was find a way to get one win. And exactly. They did not come particularly close in either game. They got embarrassed. And they were outclassed in every way. And, you know, this really comes down – I'm not trying to backtrack on my expectations for the Knicks because I really do believe that they could and should win this series. I don't know anymore. Now they're in a really, really tough position. But it comes down to the Hawks just have more talent. And, you know, they spent more money this offseason. They're a year ahead of us in their process. And I think the Hawks might just be a little bit better than the Knicks.
Yeah, and you know what? I didn't really expect that at the beginning of the series. I did not think that this Hawks team had the depth that they did. But overall, I mean –
and our depth hasn't been good for the most part.
Look, our depth hasn't
– Rose, like Reggie Bullock has been bad.
Bullock has been bad.
Other than game one. Emmanuel Quickley has not been good.
No. And
Julius Randle, this goes without saying, has been just
– horrendous.
It's hard to put into words how disappointing he's been. And, you know, I've been saying the Knicks will go as far as Julius Randle takes us. And that's why I thought they'd win this first round series. And, you know, now they're down 3-1 and they're in a big hole. And Julius Randle has yet to play a good, efficient basketball game where he's been able to be the superstar that we saw. The guy who's an all NBA guy, the guy who won most improved player. That guy hasn't shown up yet. And, you know, it's do or die. The Knicks have their backs against the wall tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. And I'll tell you what, I can't even watch game six if it gets that far because I have to go to a graduation party, which might be good. I just – please don't get knocked out on the garden floor. And with all the smack Clint Capella's been talking, like, I can't. Just please, just
– just make it respectable.
Win tomorrow. Go to stick for seven. Win tomorrow and anything can happen. You know what I mean? Like
– because realistically,
I feel like out there. It's been terrible. Game three and four is just like
– horrible. And, you know, that's – I could pin that on Randall. You could pin that on RJ. You could pin that on the coaching. Realistically, it's just the Knicks are being outplayed by this Hawks team. And I guess that just goes with the saying. That just goes with the saying that the guy in the row behind me in game one was kept continuously saying, never leave the white guy open, which the Knicks have been tending to
especially
quite often with people like Huerter,
Bogdanovich,
people like Gallinari.
Pretty much.
Hawks have depth. Hawks have a lot of depth. I did not realize that at the beginning of the series. And that's been absolutely killing the Knicks. Because you know what? D. Rose can only do so much for this team when Julius Randle cannot hit a shot for his life.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I mean, we've almost forced Derrick Rose back into his prime years. That's how good he's been. But
which has been very nice to see. I love D. Rose.
Awesome. It would be so awesome if Julius Randle would shoot efficiently.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like it would be better if he just wasn't getting – it's very reminiscent of the 2019 Julius Randle, just the
exactly.
way
that's exactly where I was going with this.
And you know, like I've been saying, like Julius Randle does not take, like most of the shots he takes are low IQ bad shot selection shots. The only difference is he made them at a miraculous rate in the regular season. And, you know, I'd be lying if I told you that there weren't red flags all over the last month of the season for Julius Randle. And
they've all been proven true.
Yeah, and now it's coming to fruition. The Hawks have pretty much exposed every weakness. And, you know, the Knicks are in a really bad spot. They're in a really, really, really bad spot. And, you know, if they find a way to win tomorrow, we'll get up on the show and we'll say, talk about how the Knicks have a chance, what they have to do in game six, what they did nicely. If they lose, we'll have the Knicks season eulogy and we'll go right into off-season mode. But, you know, as you can tell just by our tones, like, it sucks. They're playing bad. And this does not mean that this season was a failure by any stretch. This is this has been an unbelievable season that I will never forget in my time as a Knicks fan, for just rebuilding the culture, for putting some respect on the New York Knicks name once again. And
look, once the Knicks get officially knocked out from playoff contention, we'll have a bit of a recap of the season. We'll have a preview for next season, what we expect to see in the offseason. But overall, right now, the Knicks are still not out of the playoffs. And we're just going to hope that they make this series at least a lot.
They have to find a way to go on a three-game winning streak. That's the way I'm thinking about it.
And you know what? If there's any city that it's going to be against, it's going to be Atlanta.
We haven't even talked about that yet. If Atlanta blows a 3-1 lead after the Braves and the NLCS, and obviously we all know what happened in the Super Bowl, like, I guess that's 5 years ago now, which is wild. The Falcons, even in regular season games, like, listen, you know that meme where it's like, Jesus, I've seen what you've done for other people and I want that for me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
That's pretty much us.
Yes.
And I mean, I know this isn't much of a hockey pod, but Toronto Maple Leafs just blew a 3-1 series lead, so.
Look, it's definitely possible. And in terms of this Knicks team, I feel like they could get the momentum to go on a 3-game win streak, especially.
Listen, the hardest one to win is going to be game six if they can get there.
Because, you know, if you look at game one,
game is close and they win, I'm still not feeling good going into game six at all.
Okay. If you look at game one, if you look at game two, if you look at game three, besides the second quarter, the Knicks are right in this the entire way. These aren't games that should be like the final score of game four.
Well, these are just like the bad scores that have killed them all season long, except usually it happens after they have a lead and it makes the game close. I mean, like, the Knicks were a team that just did not get blown out in the regular season. They got blown out twice in their last two games in the playoffs. It's like, what does that tell you? It sucks. Like, it just sucks. Like, think about it. This was not a team that got blown out. This was not a team that got outworked. This was not a team that got out-hustled, that played worse defense than the other team, that didn't have a plan. That's what it's been like. Even in their win, it didn't feel great because it was like, the Knicks haven't had a lead at halftime once in this series. They've trailed going into the half in all four games. You know how demoralizing that is?
Absolutely.
It's just like, even that, like, that's something the Knicks didn't do. I feel like the Knicks very often were only down 2 to 3 points or had a lead going into half. Like, and they just, and I keep thinking back because it was the game I went to. Like, I can't help but wonder if game one had gone differently, what it would be like right now. But I don't know. Like, if the Knicks lose tomorrow, my take will be the Knicks lost the series after game one.
100%. Because, you know, game one was definitely a momentum shifter. You had however many.
Even though they won game two. Like, that will be my take.
Like, even with that, the fact that you gave Trae Young the chance to shush that MSG crowd that we were both a part of that was so rambunctious and wild, it just changed the momentum so much to the point where, yeah, you know what? They won game two. But going into Atlanta definitely – the Hawks definitely had an advantage.
The Hawks are so much more confident than the Knicks, and it just shows
absolutely
more right now.
And that's what we saw in game three. Game three, the Knicks fell apart in the second quarter, and they weren't able to – they tried their best, and they almost did. They tried to work their way back in, but it just didn't work. In game four, they had no confidence whatsoever. Randle could not hit a shot if his life depended on it. It was horrible.
He doesn't – I mean, like, we'll talk about this more in the offseason, like what the future holds for Julius Randle in New York, which I think is pretty set in stone at this point. We have to talk more about what his contract is going to look like. Yes. But that guy has to show up tomorrow.
Absolutely.
I don't think that the Knicks can justify in their heads, like, giving Randle a supermax or whatever he's lined up for. I don't know what the term is exactly, but I can't justify in my head some miraculous contract if the guy's just going to lay five goose eggs in a row in a playoff series. I guess the team he dominated in the regular season.
It's so frustrating to watch as a Knicks fan.
I mean, like, I can just point out, like, a couple players right now. Like, Reggie Bullock, where is he gone? He's on an island. Alec Burks, other than game one. I don't know. Emmanuel Quickley. I don't know.
Look, the only player that's
been... RJ Barrett, until game four, did not play well in this series. And, like, most of his points were in garbage time.
Yeah,
and,
no.
He's not shot the ball well from three. And then Julius Randle, like, we can't say enough about how bad Julius Randle's been, because he's been really, really, really bad.
The only players that I've seen perform to the best of their ability this series.
I know who you're going to say.
Derrick Rose, Taj Gibson, and maybe even Nerlens Noel.
I was going to say Obi Toppin as well.
And Obi Toppin. Yeah, Obi Toppin's been a pleasant surprise. 100%.
I was going to say Obi Toppin. I thought that was going to be the first.
No, I forgot about that. Obi Toppin has played amazing in terms of what I've expected of him. Game one, I was like, please get him out. Please get him out. And you know what? He completely changed my mind. I've become a much bigger Obi Toppin fan after this series. But that's not the point. Right now, besides D-Rose, Obi Toppin, Taj Gibson, and Nerlens Noel before he got hurt, there hasn't been a single good player on this Knicks team. And there's only so much that 6'9" or 6'10" Taj Gibson can do when Noel is hurt like this. Do you know what? I'm hoping Noel's ankle is nursed up to full health by tomorrow. I don't know how realistic that is. But, I mean, there's no Mitch Robinson. Clint Capella is absolutely dominating the boards. There's just nothing you could do about it. You need Noel in there, and you can't expect Taj Gibson to be able to man the paint that much. He's done a good job with what he's had, but he can't continue to just be there for 30 minutes a game with someone like Clint Capella.
And as good as Nerlens and Taj have been filling their roles, the Knicks are brutally missing Mitchell Robinson in this series. It is so evident with what he brings to the table.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know. Do you have anything else to say? I mean, they're in a tough spot. They've got to find a way to win a basketball game tomorrow, because their season depends on it at this point.
Absolutely. And, God, it's so frustrating, because this should not be a 3-1 lead. This should be
– I was telling people on Friday, they got to find a way to get one in Atlanta, and they really just got their asses kicked twice in a row. And I'm confident that this team will respond tomorrow. What the Knicks need tomorrow – here will be my final piece for tonight before we talk about the game after – before we record after tomorrow's game. My final piece is that the Knicks have to start hot. They have to have a good first quarter. They have to, you know, like God forbid you start a game like up 15-5. You know what I mean? God forbid you have like a 8 or 9 point lead at the end of the first quarter. God forbid you put yourself in a good spot going into the second half.
Because playing from behind can only get you so far.
They've been playing catch up the whole series, and that's why they've only won one game and the Hawks have won three.
So frustrating,
man. Find a way to win a basketball game tomorrow, because
so frustrating.
Yep. Okay, so I guess the plan right now is that we're going to record tomorrow after game five. Regardless of a win or a loss, right?
Yeah. We're recording after tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll record after every single game in the series now.
Yeah.
Hopefully
we have three more episodes to record.
Hopefully we have three plus more, because if it's only three more Knicks episodes, it means they lost in seven.
Shut up.
Hopefully we have like 20 more. Dude, it sucks. But I'd rather be depressed about this than depressed about getting the ninth pick or something stupid.
Absolutely. You know what? Look, this Knicks team has come so far. I don't want to talk about like expectations and anything like that right now, because the season still isn't over. But this Knicks team has gone far and beyond my expectations. And
like, I'm just hoping like, this is great, but it fucking sucks.
Yes.
Yeah. I just cursed on the show. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares?
God, this is so annoying.
All right, so I'm just going to shout out our socials. If you want to follow us, we're at Big Apple Sports Media on Instagram and TikTok. On Twitter, we're Big Apple SP Media. If you want to follow me, I'm at Kyle Keegan, but the L is a one. That's Kai1EKeegan on Instagram and Twitter. I forgot your Twitter. I think it's either AnthonyEV7, and then your Instagram is just Anthony Evangelista, right?
Perfect.
Got it. Cool. We love you all. Thank you for listening like this whole season, because it's been really fun talking about the Knicks all season. I'm talking about it like it's over already.
It's not over yet.
The Knicks got to find a way to win a basketball game tomorrow. One game at a time. Hopefully. One game at a time.
Back in MSG tomorrow. So, you know, we'll be watching that. We'll put up an episode tomorrow night. Hoping for a win. Hoping for three more wins. So that's just going to wrap up episode 49. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, guys.